All right, good luck. We're in the middle of Sif Beis, Shin Mem Ches Sif Beis. Just to recap a drop, Sikkum of what happened last week, and I want to just revisit one or two things, but we mentioned last week that there was a Shaks Kasha of what's going on over here. The Mechabe seems to paskin that there's a love of Lesig Noivu and Yechayv L'Shalem, and there's Ramon Ebenezer who seems that it's only Al Tzkiddush Hashem, where I'm to the Chiv HaShava. And we had a fish in the different Terutzim, the Nasivist, the Nadi Behuda, the Hafla. But I just want to make clear, because someone asked me this week, I just want to make clear that at the end of the day, even if there's no Chiv HaHeshiv, Midarais, the Avadah is a Chiv HaShava Zazayim Midrabanan. The Ramad doesn't argue on that, that it's a Chiv HaShava Chach Midrabanan. Maybe it's a Chiv L'Shalem Midrabanan, maybe it's a Chiv HaShava to return that very item, but the Ramad over here doesn't argue with the Makabu and it's a Chiv L'Shalem. And even though the Ramad uses a Lashon over there, Mimnei Chilal Hashem, that means that Midrabanan, they made a Takana that you have to return it, Mimnei Chilal Hashem, Lamosha, to Sefta, the Tesefta and Baba Kama, to go and brings it down over here in Perek Yud, Allah Ches, the Tesefta Taka says, and it's also brought down in Agoyis Maimini, the beginning of Huchas Gzela, it says, Agoyzul Lasanokri Chayv La'achzir. You have to give it back. It's a chiv. It's a tzefta. And then the tzefta continues. Chom ageza anachim migeza l'Yisrael m'mnei chilul Hashem. That's even worse. The chom ageza anachim m'mnei geza Yisrael because of chilul Hashem. But well, that's less mandapolik. It's a fusha tzefta. It's a chiv chazara when you steal from a guy. Just an Amor understood that it's only midrabanim m'mnei chilul Hashem and a kiddush Hashem. He understood it was an inyan of the rabbanon. It was a takana. That was the Yisayda Takana. It means you could have learned to this after maybe it's the Raisa and just it's Choma Mnei Chilal Hashem. The Ramah learned, no, the whole din of Chazara is Mnei Chilal Hashem. So Zayin. But at the end of the day, Avadar is a Chiv Chazara, Homi is Midrabanan. Sorry? And Afil Lokish is Mekadesh, because the item belongs to you, because Midaraisa is not Mekhiv to return it. You only Mekhiv to return it Midrabanan, and that's enough, because once you gave it to her, could be she's Bechal not Mekhiv to return it, some of the Paiskim say over there. Because the Chiv Midrabanan was only on the Gazan himself, not on her. Well, we had the Afla says you only have a Chiv Domim to return the underlying value of the item and not the item itself. But at the end of the day, there is a Chiv to give back to correct what was done. Either Chiv L'Shalom or Chiv HaShav. Okay, it's one Nakuda. Second Nakuda I want to is Rabbi Avram asked last week, was Meir, that we had last week, there's Machlekes Rishonim say that when you steal from a guy, you over Loisig Noivu, even if you steal from a guy. It's the same thing you steal from a yid to stealing from a guy. And the Achrayim learn, no, it's not also Leisig Noivu. The Achrayim learn, it's because the Gemara Bava Kama says, Al Tzvachishavim Kaneu, a different drasha. It's only in Achiv Asay, either from a Vachishavim Kaneu, or the another drasha was Vachaltas Amim. The Pasuk says, Vachaltas Amim Hashem Elokecha Neisun Lecha, and the Gemara Dashans, Bizman Shem Mesurim B'yotcha, you're allowed to, Vachaltas Amim, Veloi Bizman Shem Mesurim B'yotcha. But it's a nisa asay. So it means makleikis. We shouldn't hold this the rice out of loisas el esig naivu, and the paiskim hold the lavush and the goyin and the nesivis hold. It's only nisa asay, but it's also with the rice. So Rav Ram is what it means. It means bizman that they were mesurim liyotcha. You were allowed to steal like that shita. If it's only out that nisa, so kumtais bizman shem mesurim liyotcha. You're not allowed to steal. So bizman abayis. I think that was yamosha. Bizman abayis. You're allowed to steal from them. So the ma'ase is, I looked into it, there's a ravid over there in Bava Kama, Kofi Gimon Beis, and the Yamshu Shloima, that they both teach, when it says, Bezman Shmesun L'Yodcha, doesn't mean that you have shlita over them like Bezman Abayis. It means Bezman Shmesun L'Yodcha, that Torah was mitzavah you to kill them. It was Bezman HaMochama, Mochemes Mitzah, some even say Mochemes Rishus, but it was Mesun L'Yodcha min Adin, that Bezman HaMochama, you're allowed to kill them, but Mele V'chaltas Amim, you're allowed to take their money as well. But Stam, that is Bizman Abayis, let's say the Gover Yad Yisrael, but it's not Bizman HaMochama, no, then you would not be allowed to steal. You would still have the same Issa Derais of Chaltes Amim, but lo Bizman Sheinu Mesirun Liyotcha. That's not considered Mesirun Liyotcha just because you run Eretz Yisrael. Mesirun Liyotcha means it's Bishas Mochama, and they are Mesirun Liyotcha physically, that you're allowed to kill them. What's the Chiddush of it? If you're allowed to kill them, so some Achrenim is on it, Madach, you're allowed to kill them, Koshik, and you're allowed to take their money. Well, maybe it wasn't b'tari shlam mukhama. It wasn't b'tari shlam mukhama. It's not like you're doing a it's just b'shas mukhama that since them is only yotka, you're allowed to kill them. So in the mail, you're allowed to steal from them too. Lav dafki doing a b'tari shlam mukhama. Okay, you have to know. Lemais is that's what the Ravid and Yamshir Shloime say. There's a makna in Evanez over there on that Ramon. Simchav Ches, the makna argues and he's mevun the Gemara. He brings a raya that it can't be like that. It has to be faket. If you when you b'shas mukhama, the ugger, there's nothing to talk about in the whole. And nevertheless, since you have shlit over them, then it will be mutter. So that whether you're allowed to do with Zman Abayis is a machlokes, Rav and Yamshir Shloime on one side and the Makna on the other. And there are others who go with the Yamshir Shloime Shita. So it's not so partial. At least with Zman Muhammad, yes, then it would be mutter. Okay. So fine. So now, just to throw out another Chakira. Another halacha lemaisa even is that we saw in Sif Aleph that there's a new issa called goynav amanas lemekad and goynav amanas leshalem tishlim mekeifav. You're stealing amanas to benefit the nigzal, it's still going to be also. And so too, if you steal, just you're having a joke. Goynav amanas lemekad, you want to have fun on yenam schej and you want to be mitzarim, whatever it is, that's also an issa derais of leisignoivu. What happens if it's with a goy? Are you allowed to do goynav amanas lemekad or goynav amanas larviach to a goy or not? So if it's a kadesh liyagvan, what difference does it make? Good. So the taka. Yeah. So rather than minchas chinuch, rather than reish chav dalid in Eis Beis, in the old minchas chinuch Eis Beis, taka sounds like what you're saying, that if it's out kadesh liyagvan, there should be no difference. If you're stealing from a yid, stealing from a goy, there should be no difference. But I want to say, l'chay, it should be tully on the makar ha'issa. If we learn that Genevis Akum is also Leisig Neuvu like the Rishainim, and from Leisig Neuvu we learn out that Goynav Amnas Lamekad or Goynav Amnas Lasham Teshlim Kevel is also Sanyi Lechayro, if that's what Leisig Neuvu is telling us, and Leisig Neuvu is even when you're stealing from a guy, then you should not be allowed to steal Amnas Lamekad or steal Amnas Larviak to a guy. But if the Makara Issa stealing from a guy is learned down from Vachalte Zahamim, Vachishim Kaneya from a different source entirely, so this new Chiddush of Goynav Amnas Lamekad, which was learned down Leisig Neuvu, is not applicable to them. You have Leisig Neuvu, Amnas Lamekad, that's by a Yid. How do I know a guy? A guy is from Vachalte Zahamim. From there, Vachalte Zahamim, I don't see this extra Reboy, this extra Chiddush of even Goynav Amnas Lamekad, even Goynav Amnas Lasham Tashlim Negevel. So it would come out, I mean, it doesn't pass Kevel by a guy, but Goynav Amnas Laharviyak, so it should come out that light. The achray, like the paiskim will learn from the other makar, it should be mutter to steal from a guy amnas lamekat or amnas larviak. Mashenka, if you learn, now it's leisig neivu like the rishonim, then it'll be also to do again amnas lamekat.
Using the nesivus as far.
That what?
Because he says that the
pasuk
said by yid, so you're saying it said by yid.
The goyin of amanat that leisig neivu was he holds even vayeshu was said, but
what if you don't make kevel to a goy?
Right, I'm saying so. Let's say you steal in a different way. You want to be mahanahim, so you'll steal and you'll improve the property, like Eiv did. Right, he stole the sodas and he was mashbiak the property. So if you want to do that to a goy, so light if you learn to leisig neivu, it should be also. If you learn from chaltes amem, it should be mota. Now grado, that's only amnas lamekad. I rather think that if you're going to steal amnas lahavi. To a guy, you might have a different issue, like Sikhonim. You can run into other issues of Maxiki de Avera. You have other issues if that would be the motive. But at least, Goynav Amnas Lamekad, you're trying to make a joke. So if it's by a guy, if it's learned down like Sikhonim, it should be also. If it's learned down from the other Makar, it should be Mutah. I saw a Betzala Chokma in Chela Gimel, Simem Memches. He names on for Pashas. He says, Sai, if you learn down from here, Sai, if you learn down from there, it should be Mutah if you're doing it to a guy. This new din of Amnas Lamekad was not said by a guy. I don't know where he knows it from.
What if when you say that it's going to come out all the Hilchas Geneva, you'll have to learn it out from someplace else? How are you going to know all the Gam Hilchas Geneva if you steal from a guy? You're saying because you're learning it from different places.
And it can maybe take a longer pass, right? Gansil Geneva maybe have different whatever on every single halacha that comes from Leisig Neivu, that will not be applicable if you steal from a guy. I don't know whether the halachas it might be, but whatever that might be, an economy, because Leisig Neivu is limited to Israel, right? These are kind of hold that Leisig Neivu is limited to Israel, and they only know guy from somewhere else. So an economy, so if you only know somewhere else, you're not going to get it.
Isn't
that
the Chil Hashem?
Again, Avada Chil Hashem, we have a problem, we have other issues. We're not, but out the etzim, the love, the rice of Leisig Neivu, you want, like these places you will have, like those places you won't have.
One of the tweets in the Rav gave last week for Eiv
was that the drushes is a neshech, someone shaykh to a yid, not a goy.
That's shaykh to the yid who is oiva, the ganav yid. And Eve was a goy, so Eve is not into that pasuk, that's for sure. I'm talking about the other way, not whether the goy is allowed to steal of Manas Lameka. That taka, the Minchas Chinuch says, a goy is allowed to steal of Manas Lameka, because the goy's issa was not learned out from Leisig Naiva. So he is allowed to steal of Manas Lameka. That he names on. But I'm talking about stealing from a goy Manas Lameka. The other Minchas Chinuch names on the Lechayat Kadesh Liagat Makaka, that's also. And you have a betel hakalka names of a pashas, it's mutter, no matter what. And if you look over there, it's not clear why his rays are very shvach. Then he is daiti. And lechayi, it should be totally on what the makar is. If it's leisig neiv, it should be also. And if it's from other makaris, it should be mutter. All right. Layagas makak is the Rambam's time with the crow, or I should say Hagdoris Akro. Why the Torah asked Gneva Manas Lameka is because Layagas makak. So if that's the case, it should be no difference whether you do it to a yid or to a guy.
Even if the makor is down, even if the goy is low signal, it wouldn't make a difference.
If you learn that, like the Achrenim, that the goy manar pechalak sinayva, even if the makor is like sinayva, the minkas chinek wasn't mechalak because it's actually Layagas makak. Right. Fine. Then there's a tshuva, the Geshmaka tshuva is Torah Lishma, which is the Ben Ish Chai. He wrote a prolific writer, but one of his tshuvas is called Torah Lishma. I don't know the history, but something about to do, he had something with jail or something. He caused someone to go to jail. I don't know what it is. So he, secluded himself in jail for 7 years, and in there he wrote tshuvas called Torah Lishma. And he doesn't even sign it to the Ben Ish Chai. He signs it, he made up a name, Yecheskel Kachli or something. I don't know what that name is. You open up to say everything is Yecheskel Kachli, and you want to know what's going on. Who?
Kachli, that's what happened to me.
Kachli, but that's Kach. It's
so it happened to me.
Yeah, no, but it's Chof Ches Lamed Yud. So God says, I saw in Agdama, the Matfis wrote that the same Gemachi, Yechesko Kachli, is the same Gemachi as the Ben Ish Chai's name. So that's where his Maram is, that he's the author. I don't know, whatever. But the bottom line is, he has a Gechikav Shaila. He wants to know, the person wants to know, is he's hiring a Mesharis, a worker, or a housekeeper, and he wants to test him out to see if he's a ganav or not. So he will conveniently leave money somewhere in the house open that the guy could see, and he'll pretend that he doesn't know, and he'll check to see if it was stolen or not. And this will see if he's a reliable worker or not. So he'll know, should he hire him or not? Should he keep him or not? And another mashal he had was, he's going to give money to the guy to send b'shlichus. He's going to say, here's $100, give it to Yankel. Do me a favor, just count it before you give it to Yankel. And he's going to bedavka send 110. And he's going to see at the end of the day what's going to happen with these $10. Is he going to give it to Yankel? Is he going to keep it himself? Is he going to return it? He'll check out mativa of this person. Is he allowed to do this thing? So the Torah Lishma writes, you're not allowed to do it. It's lefneiva lesita mikshal. You're putting him into a position. He was talking about a Yiddish Mesharis. You're setting him up. He's a Yid. He's setting him up to be able to signoiva, which is Issa Lav Deraisa. And by you doing it, it's lefneiva lesita mikshal. So mameli, you can't do it.
How about
a But if the Mesharis was a guy, the same thing, you're not allowed to do lefneiva to a guy either. So Elamai Zakdeh, what you'll do is you'll be makne the money to him, Shalay Midaita, Zakon Ladim Shalay Befanov, and then test him. And if he takes it, so he's taking his own money, what's the problem? He says, no, because it has the Gemara says that if you Olo, if you had a makshava for Basa Chazir, of Olo Beyodo, Basa Ksheira, you still need a kapar. Like by the Baal Efeira, Mashem Yisaklo, is because even though the Baal was made for her Nadarim, she thought she was being Ivanissa, she still needs a kapara. And Mela, on there, you also evil if naivel is to make sure even on that. Where does he know this from? It's a Tyson, because we discussed this in the past. Tyson the Kedushin, I believe it's Laman Bezim and Aleph, it was somewhere around there, where he's testing his son to see if he's Bekas or not. He's going to rip it. No, it's not Baltashi, he put it on the seam. At the end of the day, what I'm to Lifnaiva Fractis is the son is not going to know that you are Moichel on your covet. And the son is going to be in chutzpah dik to the father. Is going to be oyve kibet av ve'aim. So even though you are meichel on your covet, but you're lifnei'ive because you begurim him to be cast on his father and not knowing, thinking that he's doing an issa. And Taisa gets out of it. Taisa says he told him before and he told the son before and then most of being meichel on my covet. So then you have to know what exactly he was testing. Taisa explains. But you see from Taisa that to set a guy up thinking to do an issa, even though it's mutter, is also an issa of lifnei'ive. Mamel zakta ben ish chai, the Torah Lishma, it's going to also be, it's a siman tov zayin, it's also going to be asa.
Why should you question the guy's
going to
do
anything?
Why is it
Grad, he goes by Riches to explain that even if the guy has a suffix, So he said, if it's a cheskes kashris, and he says he's a chiddush. I didn't want to go into lifneiva, but he holds that even when someone has a cheskes kashris, there is still an issa lifneiva if you could do it in a better oifen. He says, lamosha, if you lend money, shalai be'edim, the Gemara at the end of Ezeh Neshek says it's lifneiva. Why? Because he can set him up that he might be kaifa later on. Why should I assume he will be kaifa later on? So nevertheless, it's lifneiva. Why? Because since you could do it in a better oifen with Edim, so doing it without Edim is lifneiva. Since you didn't have to set this guy up to have availability to steal this money, and you did, so the memela you have a lifneiva. He said, but Malkum Sheyefsha, then you won't be able lifneiva.
Nowadays, if you go to a butcher shop, everything is plastic wrapped labels. In the old days, you went to a butcher, you put it in a piece of paper. So you can hear somebody, can you do me a favor, here's $10, could you go buy me this piece of meat that costs $10 in the butcher shop? You have a question, maybe we'll go to a very butcher shop because it can save $2, put it in this pocket and bring it here to meet you.
I don't. That's another. You know, and then steal the money to himself and be mach to you and anissa. Okay, you have to know how vibe. But lemaisa is I don't hear. He grabbed that. That's how he goes to. But I got hold that in the case that he's discussing, it's much better. If you're setting the guy up, means that you have a chash, right? But so if you have a chash, then you be able if neva. I mean, if you hold that the guy is 100% legit, then why are you setting him up for? You know he's 100% legit. That says you don't know. You don't. So if you don't know, so then there's something in front of you. So then you able if neva. We once discussed this by giving Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach had a chiddush. I think we discussed in Hilchos Tzedakah that if you know a guy is a phony, if you don't know, fine, then you're allowed to give tzedakah. But if you know a guy is a phony and you don't want to make issue, just you give him tzedakah and you'll have in mind that you're being mocked at him. Shaloi l'shem tzedakah. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's still asur to do because lifneiva l'sitem mekshor brings it also from this taisis, I believe. The same thing is because the guy thinks that he's fooling you by taking tzedakah, and Memes, he's not right to take tzedakah. So even though you're being makdim the mice, he has a makshava, basa chazir, and you're able to neva lesitim makshal.
That's a
little dumb assignment. Well, I know, you have to know the guy is a phony. No. You don't know. But.
Why should you go
to the rice? Oh, yeah? Oh, so it's each one. So you're making the gemachi a little better. Okay, fine. I don't think that's what he said in the hakdama there, but. Yeah, no, I understand. I don't think the. They said both together, but it's fine. You're making it even better. Good.
If someone comes to borrow money from me, and I'm choshish that he's not going to pay me back, which is an aveira. I have in mind, it's a matana. He won't pay me back. So then I'm over with neighbor.
We have to discuss, but he know for sure he's doing it maliciously. He's taking money shalom nasal shalim, or he's going to try, but he might be dochak lemois and never end up paying you back.
I don't know him. He's a stranger.
So how do you? I don't know.
Yeah.
I know. Then you might have. So you might have a cheskes kashris, and you might have. And here, what way could you do better? Edim, so good. You got the Edim. You still think he might be paying?
No, Edim would have helped because I have a mind to give it.
Yeah, and I'm saying, how could you do it better? I don't know. Could be even the Benish guy might be more than.
6 months later, he came back and says, "I'm doing tshuva. I'm going back to all these people that I said I was borrowing money on. I was never paying them back." So I told him, no, I didn't take it. I said, no, I had in mind, it's about telling
him. All right.
So I was probably the only one.
You never know. All right, fine, let's continue. So there's a lot, let's see if we could finish. There's a lot of raid here about Toyis Akum. Let's see. Hago, Zokter Amor. Toyis Akum. Really, the Rambam is talking about Mata Akum. What's the case? Kegoyin la toise b'cheshbin, you're going to fool him in a cheshbin, and by that you're going to get more from him. Either you're going to pay less for the item that you bought, or you can get more money from him. You sell it for $100, and you're counting, and it's only 90, you still owe me another 10, and he gives you another 10, now you're up to 100, but really it's a really 110, so you took extra money. So toise Akum, la toise b'cheshbin, oi, la avkiya hava'asai, or to be mafkiya his hava, the Raman Sif Beis, lafkiya hava, so you borrowed money from him, and now it's only hafkas hava, then it's muto,
hafkas. I just remember, there's a maestro to Chofetz Chaim like that. He gave money to somebody without a thing, without aid him, and then the person came to him the next day and said, how come you did this? It's not, you know, I'll do it. He says, yeah, I realized afterwards and I had in mind that you should keep it. I wasn't going to come to you, so I wouldn't be able to leave it.
Oh, yeah,
so
all right.
It's the spirit, so
I don't know. You have to know. All right.
He said he made a mistake.
Right. Correct.
That wouldn't help. He's still over.
Right. So he said.
Also, it's a different. Over there, the lifneiva was that he might not pay you back. So you're having in mind that you've been giving him his matana. So you don't have a problem. The problem here is, and that the makshav of the loiva wasn't a problem because he was sincere that he's trying to pay the guy back. The problem here is when you're setting the guy up to do an issa, where you have right now that he's going to steal, there, his makshav is to steal. So even though he's stealing his own item, but unbeknownst to him, he's stealing his own item. It means he thinks he's doing gzeila. So you'd be able to lifneiva. All right, but anyway, I don't know. Elam made him in a maisa. It's very difficult. Like, when I see it in print, we'll talk about it. All right, come, let's do the Ramah. Tois akum kagoin la toise becheshvin, you matim becheshvin, oi lafkia ova soy, or you being mafkia ova, muta, it's muta to do, uva vachel yivodoloi, as long as he doesn't know better, teleka chilul Hashem. Your muta to be mafkia ova, and the first she told you, even muta be mata akum, provided that there's no tzad of a chilul Hashem. Vyeshaimrim, the osa la toise, it's osa to be mata. You're not allowed to be mata, even without a chalashem. It's also to be mata akum. So the machlok is whether you're allowed to be mata akum or not. However, the benegeta of kosovo, boshit is a moider of ada of kosovo is muta. The whole machlok is the benegeta mata akum. Elo im tomeyat moy shori, but if he did a tois by himself, it was tois akum that shori. So tois akum is muta. Of kosovo is muta. Of course, b'mokum there's no chilul Hashem, even remote chilul Hashem. But the next diagram, when we're talking about mata akum, that's already a machlok is 2 days in Ramah. And then the moschometik is gzeilis akum, which is already avada. That's also that gneivas akum is already also atzlois gneivo. That's a deraisa. Good, but the machloek is by mata akum. What's the machloek is? What's the man the yoma holds? It's also zoktus man sif cotton vav v'yeshoyman de asa lahatoisei. Why? V'lamduze mid asra afilu gneivas tas akum. You see in chulin daf tzadi dalit that you're now allowed to be machnif a goy. You're not allowed to send him a piece of mita as a get a nosha, you thinking that it's kosher. And like this, he's going to be maxig you toiv. It's gnevis das. You're not allowed to do that. So if you're not allowed to do gnevis das of chanifo, that type of gnevis das, maxig toivo, so too you're not allowed to do gnevis das by fooling him and getting something from him. So it's an issa of gnevis das. That's what the shita holds. The shach brings down the yamshu shleima. In the Yamshe Shleimo, over there, if you look in the Yamshe Shleimo, he holds that it's also because it's mamash gzeila. Fooling a guy and getting something from him is also gzeila. And as gzeila zakam, or gneva zakam, and mele, it's also midiraisa, midin gneva and gzeila. So even the man, the Yom holds, mat akam is also, there's a makloik is why. The Sma holds it's out, gneva is das. And the Yamshe Shleimo holds it's emes a gneva. And why doesn't the Tzma's coming really from a Mordechai? The Rishonim Mavua, not like the Yamshe Shleimo. The Rishonim Mavua that this is only at Gneva's das. Why isn't it Mamish Gneva or Mamish Gzela? The reason is in order to have Mamish Gzela, it has to be like Rashi says numerous times in Shas, at least 7 or 8 times in Shas, has to be Vayigzul Asachenes. You have to snatch something out of him by force. That's Gzela. Gneva is you take something out of his possession. Shloi be Yidiyasa, but you're taking it. You're the one who's doing it. So therefore, that's Gneva. By Mata Akam, I set him up. I didn't take it from him, Bal Korchoi. What I did was, is I fooled him to think that he owes me the money, and Memel, he gives it to me willingly. So the problem is that I made him believe that he owes me the money. I made him believe that he has to pay me the money. But Lemaisa, when he gave me the money, he gave it willingly. So that's not Gneva. It's not gzeila. The only is the matter shabai that I fooled him that he should think he owes me the money. The fooling shabai is gnevis das. It's only also it's gnevis das. So marshal. Then asmachte is also. Asmachte is a form of gzeila, maybe gzeila de rabbonan, but it's a form of gzeila. We play, we gamble, and you think you lost. I mean, you did lose, but you think you owe me the money because we had a bet, and you pay me. So you think you owe me the money. Now really, you don't owe the money because asmachte is loikanya, and you're paying me. So that's a gzeila. And you're not allowed to do it with a yid, and it's also a terrible zaken, right? But what happens if you gambled with a guy and you won? There's a mufush halacha, the machab and shin ayin, I think it's sif kimmel, said beis sif kimmel, says lahedya that it's mota, but a guy doesn't pass. Why? Same thing. Vayigzul asachanis, it wasn't. I didn't steal it from him, balkoko. He gave it to me willingly. He gave it to me because he thought that he owed it to me because he had a bet with me. And Allah pi halacha smacked his leg, he really doesn't owe it to me. Good. But he gave it to me willingly. So gzeila, it's not. And then you're not going to have mata akam either, because it was a gamble. We played a game. We had a bet, whatever it was. And now he's giving to me. So it's mamash muta. But to fool him, to set him up that he should think he owes me the money, that's gneves das. What's the nafkamina? Zok to machan Ephraim and hukas kzeilo simin dalet and the shamishpat over here and sif cotton base. Nafkamina is chiv hashava. If it would be a din kzeilo like the yamshu shloimo, so a gazan, if you steal from a goy, you chayv hashava. Like we discussed last week, maybe midaraisa, maybe it's a midarabanan like the remark, what's a chilek? But the bottom line is yichayv hashava. But if you learn it's only as gneves das, I fooled him. So, but there's nothing be'emes wrong with the money that I took from him. The problem is the fooling. So Manila, now that I did it, chatasi avisi peshat, I'll have to do tshuva on my issa of gneves das, but the money doesn't belong to him. The money is now mine. So I won't have to give it back. Not only won't I have to give it back, smash from these places, giving it back won't help. Because giving it back, you didn't undo the hatah. The fooling you did, you fooled him. So Mamela, since you fooled him, you're going to be, that's it, that is, it was done. Giving it back doesn't make him unfooled, he was fooled. So Mamela, you don't have to give it back. That's how the Makar Ephraim, and Mamela, since Rishonim are saying the Mordechai like this man, so La Halacha, even the man, the Amor, hold that man to Akum is also, still you won't have a Chiv HaShava. That's what should come out from this man.
So why was the case of Smachta Mutter?
I smacked, I didn't fool him at all. We had a gamble, we had a bet. He lost, he decided he has...
You fooled him in the fact that he's responsible to pay me.
I fooled him? No, we made a bet. He fooled me, I may fool him. We made a bet. Whoever wins gets $10 from the other guy, right? Or bet who's going to win the World Series, right? We made a bet with the guy. That's it. Who's going to win the elections? Now, it was a legitimate bet. I won the bet. Afterwards, I didn't fool him. He thinks he owes me the money because of the bet that he entered into. My mailer, he's going to pay me. I didn't now go over to him and fool him. That's it. So my mailer... It's like Toyizakam, which is Muta. If I'm going to tell him that you owe me the money because of the bet, you have to be careful how you would word it, then maybe that would be Mata. Enochanami. You would have to know how to word that. Yeah, Yesh Ladam is that, but Enochanami.
This far, you could really argue. In reality, if you give him back the money and he realizes he made a mistake, you aren't doing that.
No, even if I go over and I tell him now, by the way, on last Sunday, I fooled you. But during the whole tekufa that you were fooled, you were still fooled. So I didn't undo that. And now it's no longer negeya. Let me be mazes a bit better. It's no longer negeya because he already paid me. So he was fooled for 10 minutes till he paid me the money. That's it. Now he's no longer fooled. It's finished with him because he already paid me. He knows that he doesn't owe me any money anymore. And that 10 minutes, no matter what I tell him now, won't undo those 10 minutes. Those 10 minutes, he was fooled. So for those 10 minutes, the nafkamina lamashul, I want to be mazes, is what happens if I fooled him and he didn't yet pay me. And now I learned that Mata Akum is also. So right now, in a Hanami, I should have to call him up to stop the Mata Akum from being Mamshech. It's now in play, in action. Lamosha, this is Maizim Bechayim. You bought something and it wasn't working properly, whatever. Well, it wasn't working Bechlau. So you call up the company and you say, you know, I bought this tape recorder, it's defective. Can you please send me a new one? Sure, no problem. They said, yeah, they're going to send you a new one. Then 5 minutes later, you realize you put in the batteries wrong or you didn't plug it in or something foolish like that. But it's working 100%, not a problem. So right now, the company didn't yet send that second tape recorder. So you were matam. Granted, you were matam b'shege, because you didn't realize what you were doing. Good. But right now, there's a hatah that's still being nimshach. Right now, if you call up the company before they send you out another one and say, you know, by the way, you know, I figured it out. It's working. Now, yes, you'll stop the mat akam in play, and that will be fine. But what happens if they already sent you the second tape recorder, and now you discover it? Now, it's chiv hashava. Mat akam, you're not chiv hashava. And to give it back, it's l'mayla v'lay merit. So at this point, you did a mat akam b'shege. So you have a kapara for doing a nisa b'shegek, good, but that's where you're holding. But to give it back, there's no point in giving it back. That's not going to undo the hatah. Now, everything I'm saying, I have to make a disclaimer 1,000 times tonight because there's very touchy issues here. Everything I'm saying is mitzad halacha, mitzad American law, whatever the law is. We're all American law-abiding citizens. We have to do whatever the American law is. But I'm talking about mitzad halacha, Shabbat. If it wouldn't be as American law, mitzad halacha, there's no point in giving that paper quarter back.
That the company, once somebody complains about something, they have to send it out, and even if it turns out later it was a mistake, or let's say it's the company policies,
sure,
they send it out right away.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You don't call back.
You don't have to call back?
Yeah, they don't want anybody to have any shum.
That's once they already say no. But before, you call them back and say, you know, I now realize it works. You know, take off the complaint and don't send me a new one. It'll be fine. So to come out, and it's a raya l'moshel. There's a raya from the Gemara in Chulin Tzadei Dalam Beis about that you by accident did out Adam Koshev coming to the city, and he thought you were going out to greet him, and you really weren't. It was like a sort of a matter b'shoygeg. At least one man him held, and he had to notify him to nip in bud. By the way, I'm not coming for you. So you see, even though you did a matter b'shoygeg, but it's going to be nimshach. He thinks that you're being mechaved him. You have to stab that hatah, nip it in the bud. Granted, at the end of the day, it wasn't hatah rava holes because he was who hit his atzmai, but. At least he's seen the Gemara that if Ha'atah is Nimshak, they got to nip it in the bud. But once you got something, now there's no Chiv HaShava. Fine.
Collecting right away or notifying him right away, that takes care of the problem.
What, sorry?
It's not the do. The choice is now we can collect the money right away, get rid of Ha'atah, or to notify him.
I think you should notify him, probably. Yeah, to take the money right away, no, because that's you're being Mevatseya. That, even the taking, is part of Ha'atah. So you nip it. Right. Because it's through matter, so you shouldn't be doing it. Now matter, the Ramah brings down 2 days. However, truth be told, the last count I had is about, I think it was 11 out of 15 Rishonim hold its Asa. And Kamat, every single Rishon holds it's actually Issa D'Raisa, except for the smack that holds it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan. But everyone holds it's Issa D'Raisa, it's Bechlal Leisignovu. Leisignovu is even including Gneva's Das, because even Gneva's Halev is considered Gneva. And Leisignovu even passes by a guy like the Rishonim hold, the smack and the Riraim and all these, and the Ritva and Chulin. So Mamela, to be Mata Akum, yes, the Ramah brings down both days, but Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim hold it's awesome, and it's Pashas, it's even awesome mid deraisa. So it's not a thing that we would consider really doing. It's not a
licenses.
Sorry?
Licenses. Software licenses, music licenses.
A license has other problems. It's license is already, you know, the way they do it today, it's really they, right? License out or software. They
agree.
Right, and you agreed, and it's really there, so now you're being mishtamish, and there, chayfetz, shalai b'shus, it could be short shalai midas, runs into other issues, and there's also dinin machuz, dinin issues on licenses, it's intellectual property, which is also a problem, and that's taka, because Chazal recognized dinin machuz, dinin. Let's put all that on hold. But in a form, an isolated individual type of hatah, mat akam is a machlekes. Comes along the barrel going.
One second, there's another case in the Gemara where he opened up a barrel.
Right.
After he opened up a barrel, he did it already. He still had to tell him, oh, I was going to open it anyway and it wasn't especially for you. It was done already. And he still had to tell him.
Because the Hachzakas Toiva is still being Nimshak. The Hachzakas Toiva didn't end. Till he repays you. Right? Till he repays you back for that Hachzakas Toiva. So here, if you fool the guy that he owes you $10, so that Hachzakas, that fooling is still in place till he actually pays you an extra $10. Once he pays you, then the Hatah just stopped right there.
You had
Well, God, it's Machlokes had a touch of the Maisa. Rashi touch of the Maisa that to Omat to the Goy, Memele Rashi is the Shita, and that's what is coming this first Shita that holds its Mota. And the Rishonim argue, and they have a different Pshat in the Gemara, and like the Pshat in the Gemara, Taka Mat Akam is also. So it's a Machlokes if Mat Akam. Other Cheshbani, who gave who the Dina, why you gave him the Dina, whatever. Fine. All right. So now, the Bera Goyla over here, look in the Bera Goyla, and he says, it's like, I don't know, a dozen lines from the top. Vayin lekamon, olel, sorry, vayin leel reishim and reish samagvav. That's about Aveda. Vishim hikse ha Aveda lakim lekadish es Hashem. Kedei sheyefaru es Yisrael. Viedu, that they should know, sheim balei amuna, that they should know that the trustworthy people harei zem meshubok. Just like by Aveda's akum, which is mutam min adin, but if you return it, if you can make a kiddush Hashem, so to toyis akum, which is mutam min adin, but if you can make a kiddush Hashem, you should return it. Even though it's Toa, which is Mutta, you should return it. I get these calls all the time. Just this week, I got a call, someone got an extra $8,000 on his credit card. By accident, a company manufacturer gave him a credit of $8,000. So I told him that credit there, it's also Chash Chilil Hashem, because they might discover, when they do their bookkeeping, they'll discover it and track down and say, 1 second, you didn't call us, you just got an extra credit. Like, you know, if it'll be $7, okay, I didn't really look at my credit card, $7 is like, you know, I run way high bills than that. But $8,000 credit on your credit card, you didn't notice, you notice it, and you didn't call us up. So that's even a Chilil Hashem. But I told the guy to call them up. All right, so that's, sorry? You know, the name, I asked him his name. His name is pretty convincing, and it was Jewish, yes. Now, if there's not Jewish names, you don't have the Chilul Hashem Asur, but you still have the Kiddush Hashem Asur. You can always call up and introduce yourself. I'm Rabbi Ploni. I'm Rabbi Obama. What's a chilul? But I'm a rabbi, so they know if you're a rabbi, must be that you converted or something. Must be you're Jewish. And the mail, you can make a Kiddush Hashem that you're returning the money. All right, but it continues the Be'er HaGoyla. Va'ani kosev zois ledoiris. Shereisi rabim, this is ha'edus of the Be'er HaGoyla. I saw rabim godlu ve'hashiru min toyis. Shehitu ha'akam. I saw many people become wealthy through hatayis that they did to an akam. V'loy hetzlicho, but lebesayif they did not have hatzlacha. V'yardu nechseim letimoyin, and their wealth and that they accumulated, everything went down the drain letimoyin. V'lahinichu achrim bracha, and they didn't leave off any bracha for their yorshim. This is a goddess edus of the Be'er HaGoyla. U'kumoshikasa besefer chasidim tof tof reish ayin dalid. That it's terrible that if people are mata akum, nechos of yodle tuman, you're going to lose your money. Rabim, he also saw Rabim as shekichu Hashem, vechziru tois akim bedov achoshev, even with the dov achoshev, and what happened? Godlu veeshiru veetzlichu veenichu yisrum loyalalayim. So you see the two, mekotza lekotza, someone whose benefits and becomes prosperous through mata akum. He's a goddess, aides of the Be'er HaGoyla, and the Sefer Chasidim also, it's already Sefer Chasidim, that he's going to Nechos of Yerle Tumoyin. And Le'ida Gisa, if he's Mekadashim Shemayim, they'll be giving back Toyus, then Heshira. Oh. So it's like this. If you medayik in his words, and the Sefer Chasidim is like that, is if you're Mata, and that's how you become wealthy, then Nechos of Yerle Tumoyin. He's not talking about Toyus. But on the positive side, if through a Toyis Ankum, which being Adin, you're allowed to keep, but if you have an oifen to be Mekadashim Shemayim, and you're successful in being Mekadashim Shemayim, then God will v'shiru. But if it was a Toyis Ankum, there it doesn't say that you're Nechos of Yerle Timoyin. If you start, it's only if you benefit through Mata Akum, v'shiru min Toyis Shehitu Akum, then Nechos of Yerle Timoyin. I'm coming to Lafuke, there's an Aruch HaShulchan over here, brings it down even for Toyis Akum. And it's a Toyis, because the Sefer Chasid never said it by Toyin. I only said it by Mata Akum. And I don't think the Aruch HaShulchan made a Toyis. Can you do the Aruch HaShulchan was highly censored? Mamele, he just smeared it over, painted it with one wide paint stroke, and it's even Toyis Akum. It's not true. Toyis Akum, you don't have this problem. But Mata Akum, Nechos of Yerle Timoyin. Now, it's our goddess Edis of the Be'er HaGoyla and the Sefer Chasidim. So I can't tell you if the Rebbeinu Sholem Paskins Mat Akum is Mut Asa. But one thing I can tell you is that the bottom line is the Rebbeinu Sholem makes Nechos of Yerle Timoyin. It's over. So it's irrelevant to how we Paskin. So I tell a guy, like, here you have Roy Vishayim Nerzosa, Pasha Zafil Issa Deraisa. So a guy can say, yeah, but I want to go like the Shita Materis. Like, it's right. 2 days brought down the Ramah. He won't be in a Varian if he goes like the first Shita Ramah. It's not the first time he followed a Machlekes and Ramah. We followed the Shita Mekilim. But I told the guy, we have Maminim B'nai Maminim. We believe the Be'er HaGoyla and we believe B'nai Chasidim. So you're not going to gain anything from it. So unless you need like a short term halva or something, there's no point in doing it. Anyway, no chasm are going to go. What's the point in it? It doesn't make any sense.
I'm learning our Chaim. It says everybody's Machmer. 40 different sheets to be mocked, he owns every sheet. And he wants to go like that sheet to be mocked to that?
That's very nice. But if he wants to, you can't stop him. Lamaisi has 2 days in Ramah. But the Vodri is like, what are you doing, Rabbi Isa? What are you doing? And this is Oba Mokum, there's no Chil Hashem. If there's even a Tzad Chil Hashem, then it's also Lekulim. There's nothing to talk about. There's a story.
The beginning of this Be'er HaGoyla, it's talking about Toyis Akum.
He goes back and forth, but if you look each way, whenever he's talking about Lekadish in Shemayim, he talks about Toyis. When he talks about Nechos of Yerle Timoyin, he talks about Mata. And if you look in the Sefer Chasidim, also he's talking about Mata. Historically, the Be'er HaGoyla lived through the times of, I believe it was Takvatat, and Nebuchadnezzar's kid was killed in the pogroms. And Avlo Pekin, this is what he wrote. They just take it into swallow it. Means even though he should have had a real justified sinner to the Akum, another beacon is what he wrote. But anyway, the Sefer Chasidim Tov Tov Reish Ayin Vav has a story. One second, I just missed. No, so Tov Tov Reish Ayin Vav holds a different chiddush. Tov Tov Reish Ayin Vav holds that even if you misayeya someone to be mata akum, the misayeya is nechosav with your letimoyin. Means, no matter you would say to be misayeya someone to be mata akum is lifnei'iva lesitim mikshol. It's 2 days, and now it's a lifnei'iva on 2 days. Maybe it's a little step removed. It's only lifnei'iva. Maybe you could do it, and maybe you taka good. I don't know. We'll discuss. If lifnei'iva on 2 days and a month, he says he's paskin that it's mutafim to do, then maybe for him, since he has who to rely on, you're not able to neiva. But the Sefer Chasidim says that even the Misayeh is nechas of his yerad l'timayin. And what comes out of what you see from the Sefer Chasidim is a bigger chiddush, that the din nechas of yerad l'timayin is not that dala that you will mat to the guy. Because the Messiah didn't get that dollar. It's anything. If you do mata akum, then there's a din on that mensch. He's tabooed that his nechasim is yerat mine, no matter which nechasim it is. And if someone aids and abets on to be mata akum, so then the aider and the abetter's nechasim will be yerat mine. Irrelevant, even though he doesn't have mamish that dollar that was bechlal the mata akum. In Tof Reish Samach Aleph, the Sefer Chasidim has an unbelievable ma'isa. There was a person who was moid moid matzliach, and he married off his children, his sons and his daughters, shortly after the, and he mamish gave them nadins gevaldik, and shortly after the chasana, all of his children who just got married died. So end up, all of his wealth, so to speak, was usurped, went to his daughters-in-law and sons-in-law that are no longer his daughters-in-law and sons-in-law. They yashined and it was all over. And he himself had a downfall. And he went, he wanted to know what's prat, why? And he noticed it was the exact same time that his marufya, that is the person he engages in business, his goyish and marufya, the person who he sells to, that person died. And it was at that time that all of a sudden his downfall started. So he went to Yisachacham Mahadin, what's Pshat? Why all of a sudden? Till then I was Moid Matzliach and then not. So he asked him, did you ever fool the guy? So he says, yeah, of course, that's how I made my wealth. I was mad to the guy. So he says like this, very simple. He says, Kozman, that he was alive and he didn't know you were fooling him, it's fine. But once he died, and now he knows the truth, that you were fooling him, now he's being kaival in Shemayim, and for that, the din is nechas of yerad l'timayin. So that's why the person's kids died, and that's why all his nechasim went. Powerful, powerful Sefer Chasidim. It's in Tof Reish Samach Aleph. All right. There's a lot to talk about, and let's start from the beginning a little bit. Basically, we're coming out of here that there's such a thing called Gezel Akum, and then there's a Lo Madrega Mata Akum, then there's Toyis Akum, Afkois Akum, right? There's different levels here. Let's try to discuss and develop each one. So Afkois Hava is simple. You borrowed money from the person, and now you're being mafkia. It means everything was legit. You borrowed money with the intention to pay, and now you're not going to pay. That's afka. Tois akum, whereas he himself made the tois. That's only a tois akum. That's also mata. Mat akum is if you set him up to make that tois. And gezel akum is where you actually physically took the money, balkorche, out of his rishos. So you have different levels. Let me give you a story. A lot of people quote over it. It gets me very nervous. And I asked this rabbi, or my friend asked this rabbi, and he said it was mut on a certain thing. It gets me extremely nervous to be in Dhamma, Milsa, and Milsa. And I'll explain to you why. I could give you one case. I'll give you a riddle. How is it possible that someone could jump a toll booth, and in one case, he's even Issa de Raisa, and in one case, it could be mut al khatkhila? And at the very same toll booth, the very same plaza. How is it shaykh? Very simple. You have a Brooklyn Battery tunnel, right? So they have it, the toll booths on one side. So depending which way you're going, either you could pay before you take the journey. Means if I'm going from Brooklyn into Manhattan, I take it before I get into Manhattan. Or I could take it out. When I'm going from Manhattan to Brooklyn, I pay at the end when I'm already went through the tunnel and I want to pay the toll. So if when you went into the tunnel, you had a mind, you're going to pay this toll. Everything's legit, avada, and you're not stealing from them. And now when you're right by the toll booth, you start questioning, maybe I shouldn't pay this toll. You call up your rabbi, you stack off course, you don't have to pay the toll. Of course, there's nothing to talk about. And of course, if you're American citizen, avada, you got to pay the toll. I'm not talking about American law. But in halacha, right then, to jump the toll is afkos hava. But if you go through that very same Brooklyn, now he got a psak from the rabbi that he's allowed to jump the Brooklyn Battery tunnel toll. So now on his way back into Manhattan, he does the same thing. That is, he's a Gazlan Daraisa. He just jumped the toll and used the tunnel Shaloi Bishos. He's a Shoel Shaloi Midas. Shoel Shaloi Midas is a Gazlan. So he could do the exact same thing. Shaila is just how he does it. In one place it could be Mutta, in one place it could be Nisa Daraisa of Gzela. And even Shoshal Midas on Karka, Rizam Nechem Yagoberg, Shlita brought me a raya from a Rishbam and Nunzainam Abeiz. You can have Shoshal Midas on Karka too. The most of you park. It's a no parking zone. And you park your car there, you're over Shoshal Midas Gazlan, even on Karka. And if you're Shoshal Midas Gazlan, even by Akum, which some do, Mamele, you'll be over Nisa Daraisa of parking your car in a legal parking spot. That would be, if you let's say you put the government. and they want you to collect a fee. So if you don't pay that fee, the meter, or you're parking where you're not supposed to be parking, so you could be even nisa derais of gzela. So now a guy's going to say, I asked my rabbi and he says you could jump the toll. I mean, first the rabbi shouldn't be telling these things, but even if he did, which way? I mean, like, to be medame nosas was, so unless a person learned to be tzigis and knows the chilukim, to be medame anything, even to the very same toll, is so foolish, he's playing with fire. But let's go through, let's develop this. Let's go to Afkosava, simple. Afkosava, the case of Afkosava that the Rishonim bring down is a father borrowed money, sorry, you borrowed money from a guy's father, a guy, and the guy died, paid, and then now you have the guy's yashin, his father, and he's not sure if you own money or not. So he has no idea about the Havah. His father knows, but he's an Eilam Emes. So right now it's Afkos Havah, so you don't have to pay the son. Again, notwithstanding American law, but from a halachic perspective, you don't have to pay the guy because it's Afkos Havah. So Machlok is Rashi and the Ran, the census took it out, but the Ran and is Rashi's mashma, they even allowed a lie to be Mafkiyah the Havah. If he approaches you and says, don't you owe my father money? I don't know, but it's something like that. Maybe you don't, ooh, maybe you still owe him the money. No, I paid him back, I never borrowed, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's of course Hava. I didn't bimat him to take something. I already had the Hava, now it's about paying back. Paying back, of course Hava is muta, and they hold you even a letter lie. The Chuta Meshulish from Chaim Volozhin and others jump and say, you know, Bishlam, of course Hava, I understand, but how do you let a lie? Went him to this Shekah. So he says, it's Tolim Makleik is Yishayinim, if there's Issa Shekah Chutz Lebezdin or not, and maybe they hold there's no Issa Shekah Medaraisu Chutz Lebezdin, and maybe it's Mutah, but we hold that there is Issa Shekah Chutz Lebezdin, and maybe it'll be also to lie. So what the Yalara do through Shekah is a Makleik is.
But Rashi
the Shetase?
With
Rashi holds altogether Yalara Bimata. So, but I got, oh, this is, no, this is even better. This is better. This is Afkos Havah. Afkos Havah is muta. That's the kuliam, right? Even the second sheet of Yishim Dasalat Taisa doesn't talk about of course Avot. It's only Dasalat Taisa. I'm not fooling him. I'm lying to him. But Hata is when I'm being matter to take something from him. If I'm not taking anything from him, that's not Hata. That's Havkos Avot. I already owe him something, and now I'm not carrying through with that obligation. That's Havkos Avot. Now Havkos Avot is broad. Havkos Avot goes even to other chiyuvim. No, Rashi and the Ran hold one way, and the Chutam Hashulah. For example, let's say you hit someone's car in a parking lot. No one's around. So now, Adam HaMazek is chayiv even to a guy. So you take a chayiv this guy's car money. I mean, let's say you assume it's a guy. You see inside the car, I don't know, World Series, Yankees. I don't know, you see he's a guy, whatever it is. Maybe some of that won't be enough. So we'll make it worse.
Ayashkala.
You see Ayashkala jumping on the mirror. So you know that he's a guy, right? So at that point, you owe him the money. However, now it turns into Afkos Avot. How do you owe him the money? But now it's Afkos Avot. So if there's no Chilal Hashem, minadin, you don't have to pay him. You owe him the money. Afkos Avot doesn't mean you don't owe him the money. How do you owe him the money? Just, you don't have a chiv to carry through with that obligation. You don't have to pay him that which you owe him. So that would be Afkos Avot. How do, if there's Mokim Chilal Hashem, or if it might be a Yid, how do, nothing to talk about. There's no problem with Loisei Chonim. The problem with Loisei Chonim is when you give back something that he doesn't have. You give him your own money. If I have owe money and I decide not to pay him, so even though I have a right not to pay him, and then I say, you know what, I will pay him, I'm not over Loisei Chonim. Because ultimately what I'm paying him is the money that I really owe him. I'm satisfying the debt that I taka owe him, so it's not Loisei Chonim. I'm not giving him anything of mine. I'm giving him what he deserves. That's what I'm saying. Of course, he taka deserves the money. Just, I'm allowed to be mafkiyah d'avah.
But didn't you say a long time ago that if you're doing it because you're a good citizen and you're not doing it because of halachas, then there is a problem?
That's about Hashavas Aveda. You're not allowed to be Meshav Aveda. Excuse me. You're not allowed to do it.
So
Meshav
Aveda is also, it's his thing.
So we could talk about if there's a din of L'man Tzvay Sarova when you're paying back a chayv. It's a shayla. I'd rather not get bogged down. We have a limited time and I have a lot to say. So let me just flesh out the other issues.
What
means, let's say that car might have been a Yid. You're in a ShopRite parking lot here in Lakewood. I'm not sure. Could be Rav Yisrael.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. So you'd have to done if you're in Lakewood. I'm saying, yeah, if you whatever it is, Monroe, Williamsburg, Borough Park, Flatbush, and Brockton. There's a lot of Kielis Kadoshim in Israel. All right, fine. Now, as we discussed, mat is I set the guy up. So we said, Rav Rishonim holds it's awesome, Pasha is awesome, Midaraisa, not a good idea anyway, no chas of Yardli to Moin. Let's give a couple of the Gemois of mat. One might come to mind first is programs. You won't disclose exactly what you earn to be able to be eligible to certain programs. So basically, had you disclosed it, you would not have been entitled to it, or not have been entitled to as much. And by not disclosing, you fooling them to give you more, or more than you deserve, or more than they want to give you. So that's mat akum. So to be in this makloik is vishayim. Like I said, roiv vishayim will be in this adaraisa. You have a prescription card for medication. Sorry? At the end of the day, they're paying me because they think they have to pay me. I never snatch money out of the bank account. They think they have to pay me, so I was just mad to them. So it's not gezel, it's mad to akum. And it wouldn't be chayv bashova like we discussed. You would have to stop the hatoa immediately, but you wouldn't be chayv bashova. Prescriptions. You have a prescription that you're entitled to covered for your medication, but let's say your wife or your kid isn't. So you tell the doctor, you know, right out, I need amoxicillin for myself. You need it for your kid, but like this, it will be covered under the prescription. So that's... Sorry? Insurance fraud. It's called insurance fraud, right? In other words, it's matakam. They're not mechuyif to cover that. And you're setting them up to be mechuyif and pay for their prescription. So that's matakam. Let's say it comes to a loan. You need a mortgage on a house or whatever. And you're really doing this. You're renting it out. So it's really not for residential use. And they give different rates. If it's residential, they give you one rate on your mortgage because they know you're going to fight tooth and nail and make sure to pay up, not to have your home be taken away from you. But if it's for investment property, that's something else. So what you'll do is you'll write on the thing that you're doing it as a residential loan. Are you living there, sir? Yeah, I'm living there. I go in there, I'll say a bracha there, I'm living there. And memeila, that's how I get a residential loan at a lower rate. That's mata akum. Because they don't want you just to make a bracha there. They need certain terms. You have to live there in the first 90 days or whatever. I don't know exactly the terms. I once looked into it. But whatever their terms are, it's irrelevant. You don't like the terms. I remember one guy arguing, but it's crazy. Who cares? God, it's not crazy, actually. Every day, they know why it's not crazy. But what is the difference? Yeah, it's crazy. They made up these crazy rules. Good, but you're asking them for something. And you're lying to them. You're getting something that they would not give you on that oifin. Because they're crazy. Fine, but you're not allowed to be mata a crazy person either. So it's mata akum to get such a thing. That's mata akum. Kena v'chena. There's a story, Churishai has a story, it's in Chelek Aleph Tovkuf Memtes. You sold a guy schayra on credit. He has to pay you 30 days. He didn't pay, and he owes you, I don't know, $1,500. And he didn't pay in for 30 days. 40 days are coming. You know, look, time is money. Money is money. Like, if he would pay me, I could use the money and invest the other and sell again, and he's holding me up. So I'll do is just, you know, add on to the bill. He won't know anyway. I'll add on to the bill, like $200. I'll bury it into the bill. Now he owes me $1,700. He won't know the difference. Am I allowed to do that? So the Erekshai says, no, it's us. It's Mata Akum. The Maisa is you're fooling him to take more money. You'll send him now a bill for $1,700. That's Mata Akum. And the Erekshai even is Maisa v'chiddish that even if minadin, you have a right to get those $200 extra out ribis, the law of the land, you'll let it have, let's say, a standard, industry standard, you'll let it charge, I don't know, 10% interest. And Mamela, I'll just tag on the regular 10% interest charge and I'll bury it. Zot Erekshai, that's also Mata Akum, because you don't tell him that you're doing it for ribis. You tell him he owes you the $1,700. You fooled him that he thinks he owes you $1,700, and he doesn't. You have to tell him, you owe me $1,500 plus $200 for ribis. Mamela, it's a chiddush of the Erekshai. But he owes even that's bechlal Mata Akum. Means that ultimately what you're taking, maybe you're entitled to. But you're taking in a way that you fooled him, and that's considered Mata Akum. That's a Churishai.
An item which is a produce
in the bar,
in the store. Can you buy more of it?
A produce in the bar. That could be, I don't know if that's matakam, that's a toyis akam, and that could be, they're making the toyis, and it could be it's a no, and there's no ino by a goy, it could be it's fine. Yeah, you don't have a chiv to notify them, so shavas aved to akam, you're not a chiv to notify them. Okay, that should be fine. Now, let's just take it to the next step. The doctor who fills out the prescription wrong, or the uncle who puts the house under his name for programs for whatever reason, he is being misayay on a mata akam. Also not something pretty. It's a lifneivan, a makloikis. Like I said, and the Sefer Chasidim says, even the Messiah, the cause of Yerle Tamayim. We're talking about something very scary here.
I know a real place could know, ask him that you could write down you're making more than you were on the loan, on the mortgage loan.
I said before, I know Paisim would say Brooklyn Barry Tunnel is Mutta, and then when you find out what, he's going one direction, it's really the other direction, right? One is Gzeilim, one is Mutta. So I get very nervous when I have Paisim who says something when, if the Paisim to explain and write a tshuva on it, and I can review the tshuva, then I have no problem accepting it. But till then, you know, well, what's going on here?
Make a difference if it's from a private guy, it's a corporation, the shufas.
Or the government that takes your taxes.
Or the government befouls
it. It's a mitzvah to steal from them, right? The vision of the Rebbe said, what?
Not talking about
Mitzvah Shel Lo Yisei. The vision to the Friedrich had a beautiful line. He said, what do you mean Mitzvah Shel Lo Yisei Asenem? He says, Zelech HaMitzvah, when it says you're supposed to steal, and supposed to, oh, that Zelech HaMitzvah Shel Lo Yisei Asenem. Those are the mitzvahs you're not supposed to be doing. This is Matak, I mean, how let's do it. Sorry?
Someone pays you with a
zimun. Right, so therefore...
why don't I have to put it on my
agent? Okay, I don't want to discuss taxes. That's too hot of an issue. We'll save it for a different time. But at least in here. So now, the only thing is that if you have something which is questionable if it's a hatah, but you can't find out if it's yeah hatah or not, and it's a sofik matakam, then I can hear I'm welcome to be maker, because it's sofik matakam, and even matakam is a sofik, so now it's a svek shaker. Sofik b'metzias is if it is matah, and then sofik in din if matah is asa. So now I can hear more, maybe that, I don't know, I don't want to say what your rabbi was talking about, but then I can hear that you run into the world of svek shaker might be mutter, that I could hear. Sorry? Even by deraisa, but svek sveka, when a suffix is one is b'mitzias and one is din, so you don't have the chash that's kulachad chataymahu, then you can be make on a svek sveka.
Is mata akum b'shege? It means you were mata akum not because you wanted to. You built him for the wrong item, for the wrong price. Is that toys akum or is that mata?
No, that's mata akum. You did mata akum b'shege. So if he already paid you, so it's not chayav b'shav, it's too late. But if he didn't pay you yet, so you have to nip the mata in the bud and stop him. Now let me go on to the next level, and that is checks. Let's say the hatah was, he made a mistake and he sent you a check. He overpaid you by accident, he overpaid the bill, the insurance company sends you a check, and you didn't deserve it. So now you have the check, but you didn't yet deposit it. What is that? So Rav Nissen Karelitz Shlita told me, and Rav Bloy also, they both hold that that's not matak, that's not toyis akum, that's gezel akum. Because right now the money is still by them, and by you going, kumba asay, depositing that check, you're stealing money from them, and because it's coming to you shleikin in, and my mele, that blives like gezel akum. And it will be also, late the price can be also midaraisa to deposit that check. Lenis daiti, I still hold that it's really toyis akum, and the reason is because a check is something. If it's not money, I'm asking in halakha, it's not money, but it's a directive, and I have a schus in that check, and I have a right from the Sefer Trumis, that once you have a shtar from them, once you have something, that wherewithal to collect, they gave you that wherewithal, so now it's already by you, that toys was already made. Now I have a schus in the check, the check is also worth money, the ability to collect money is also worth money. That ability, that which I already received, was a toys akin that was ready, and my mail it should be muta. Sorry? Technically, you could pass the check on, right? So it might have value. You have to know if it's intrinsic value. Sorry, you won't get full value, minus 2%. But the idea is that hatah was already made. So I believe it's tayyizakim. But let's entertain that tzatz. I went to Rav Nitzan last time I was there. I told him, afilu, if you're right, that it's gezel akum, but I told him it's not gezel, and I explained to him why. He says, a beautiful Shlomo Hayman. Shlomo Hayman, in the back of his chelek aleph, he has mechtovim, chelufim mechtovim, Rebbe Chaim Moiza. Talking about Yerushas HaBen and Yerushas HaBas, that is under the daughter's name, and she would like to empty the account, but she's not Zeichen Yerusha Midrash, only the Banama Yerush. Is she allowed to do it or not? He discusses over there that it's really not Gezel, it's Asa, but, and he has Cheshbonis, why in certain cases it might be Mota. Why? It's because when money is in a bank, money is not Be'en. It's not a deposit, we discuss this. They call it a deposit, you should sleep well at night. There's no deposit, the money's not sitting there. You lent the bank money. And now, after last year's debacle, we know that it's not sitting there. It's lent the bank money. So you go into his loiva. There's a loiva guy, the bank, there's a loiva, that owes you, the insurance company, money. And you tell me to collect from this loiva, the bank, the money that he owes really to the insurance company, right? That's really what this check of the insurance company is doing. It's giving me a directive to go to their bank and cash it and collect the money which is on the cheshbon that the bank owes the insurance company. So I'm never stealing the insurance company's money. It's never their money. What I'm doing is I'm being goyrim that the bank should not pay back their full debt to the insurance company. I mean, still now the bank owed the insurance company $1,000. Because they gave me this check, they'll only pay the bank, the insurance company $900. So I'm causing that the bank should discount pay $100 less of their choiv to the insurance company. Memela, what I'm really being doing is giving them a hefset that they won't be able to collect their choiv. Now the Tshuvas Maram Rambam holds by doing such a thing, going to a loiva and convincing a loiva that you're really the malva, and by him paying you, he won't pay the real malva, it's garmi. It's a Tshuvas Maram Rambam. It's Garmi, Nechayev, it's no problem. But I told Rav Nissen, Gezel you can't be, it's only Garmi. And we know that Garmi is only by a Yid, not by a Goy. If you do a Garmi to a Goy, you're Potter. So I said that even Lishi Toscha, L'chayev, it shouldn't be a problem. He smiled. He smiled, and he said, yeah, Garmi to a Goy is Potter, Avalos. He said, he's still not allowed to do it. L'chakhila. If you did it already, so in a Hanabi, you won't have a Chiyav HaShava. You won't be Chayiv, but it's still awesome. Now, Grada, since he told me that I've been looking, I still haven't found where, I haven't found the right either way, where it says Garmi is also to do to a guy. I haven't found. Mazik, yes, is also to a guy, but Garmi to a guy, I haven't found. But Rav Nissen told me Garmi is part of a loss to a guy. Now, mainly he holds Garmi, but the Nafkamini is Lamosho. Let's say they already sent you this check and you already deposited it. He didn't know. I had such a story. Someone called me up. It went in his company. And when he was doing his books, he realized it was a mistake. It was too late. It was already deposited. At this point, so whatever was done already. At this point, now it's only in the realm of Garmi. If you had, you held it was in the realm of Gzela, you would have a chiv to give it back because Gezelakam is Chai Vashava. But Hayos, it's only in the realm of Garmi, and Garmi is part, so it's a memeli. You wouldn't have a chiv to give it back. So it is enough to me, even if you entertain that the depositing a check is not considered Tois Akam, but it's still not Gez Akam. It's only Garmi to an Akam, and it'll have its own set of halachas. All right, I think I ran over time here.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.